我去，
靠
！BBC News，
Five Minutes English， Never Five Minutes。
我们的微信公众账号已经开通了，我们每天早上六点半会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢，我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的词儿，俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词儿都认识你，但是你就不认识它的词儿。那在公众号里还可以找到我们每一集的背景音乐 BGM， 就是 Background Music， 还有我们每一期的文稿，如果节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿啦。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
I still remember this momentBack of my mind, the time we stood with our shaking hands, the crowds and stands went wild.
同志们好
，Hi everyone，
我是 Alex，
I'm Jerry，
我们在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语第二季季季季季季季季季。
We are broadcasting from Sydney. And welcome to season 2 of the Five Minutes English Show.
咻咻咻咻咻咻咻。
A good night, get it?
Night, K-N-I-G-H-T 你这个很 low 的好吗？就是很 lame 的好吗？
好吧
Night, K-N-I-G-H-T 这个 K 是不发音的，对吧？就是骑士，就是欧洲那个中世纪那个骑在马上打仗的那种人，和 One Night Stand 的那个 Night、
oh、
是一个发音，对吧？
Okay. So a knight was a warrior from the medieval period, also known as the Middle Ages, who rode on horseback、and fought battles with swords and lances.
Medieval, 是吧
Medieval.
Oh, medieval period. 就是中世纪了对吧哎你有 period 吧每月总有那么几个、几天。Medieval period 也可以叫做 Middle Age, 对吧就是中世纪。
Middle Ages.
好吧，要加 S。
If it's middle age, it's like you, right? You're middle age.
我呸！那你是什么 ？Old ages?
No, I'm young age. Adolescence.
Old age.
Adolescence.
Sword, S W O R D 就是剑，对吧？比如说 Jerry 就是很剑。对啊 ，Lance, L A N C E 就是长枪嘛，就哪吒用的那个嘛，戳戳戳戳戳那种。
No, actually, I think the one he uses is a spear.
Spear, S P E A R.Spear 跟 Lance 有什么区别、
Well, they're pretty similar actually, but usually when we say spear, we mean like what infantry use. So、people who don't ride on horses.
哦，就是说，骑上马的就叫 Lance， 不骑马的就叫 Spear。哦。
Yeah, the weapon, not the people.
好吧 ，the weapon, not the people. 哦，骑士是不是就都是从小就开始接受那种严格的训练的
？Yeah, of course.
什么骑马啊，射箭啊，打架啊
，Yeah, everything. Yeah, so back in the days,、so like 1,000 years ago, maybe. 1,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago.
When a boy,
爷爷的爷爷的爷爷的爷爷爷爷还没出生呢。
Yeah, so back in the day when the boy was like you know around 7 or 8 years old,、he would be sent to a castle, right?、So usually these are boys of like families that are generally like.Well, otherwise they need the boy to like help in the farm and stuff, right? So generally the families that sent these boys were like not too bad off.
基本上是属于按照中国的农民来说，应该是富农阶级，至少
yeah, at least.
对吧
Because otherwise you need them to help in the farm. Does that make sense? Yeah, you don't want to send your boys.
不然就是种地了
Yeah.
其实骑士的地位要比普通农民要高的，对吧
Yeah. So when a boy is around 7 to 8 years old.He's sent to a castle to become a page.
Page, P-A-G-E, 就是骑士学徒，对吧
？Yes.
就跟那个one page, two page, page one, page two 是
yeah, it's different. Yeah, same spelling, P-A-G-E, but different meaning, obviously. You don't become a page.
多义词，多义词啊。
Yes. Anyway, so
把你拍平了就是 page.
No, that's flat.
That's fly.
Fly.
Pa! Mosquito! Pa! Jerry! Pa!
Basically, page is just like an apprentice, right? So, an apprentice is basically like someone who is learning off someone else, but a page is specific for knights.
就等于说 page 其实就是 apprentice APPRENTICE 就是学徒，因为这边其实你工作的时候都有这个称呼嘛 apprentice， 就比如说你刚毕业进一个公司，那你这个就是 apprentice
kind of we don't usually say apprentice nowadays、
mm-hmm.
because it means
在厨房是是
oh yeah well in the kitchen definitely、mm-hmm. In some industries you、mm-hmm. say apprentice like、mm-hmm. if you work in the metal work、
mm-hmm.
like carpentering or something、
mm-hmm.
like those kind of jobs、
mm-hmm.
you'll be an apprentice、
mm-hmm.
but if it's like big company you know working in accounting or something、oh, that's not really apprentice、
mm-hmm.
yeah、
mm-hmm.就像那个厨房里面 chef 它分等级嘛，
对
，apprentice 就是 common chef， head chef 是大厨，
and then,
然后是我突然忘了，副主厨，
yeah，
叫 sous chef， sous chef，
sous chef，
sous chef，
is that？
但 sous chef，
哦、oh, sous chef，
sous chef，
哦、oh, sous chef，
但 sous chef 还是分senior 跟 junior，、
oh, okay， well there's a, it's pretty complicated，
然后在下面是 chef de partyChef de partie 基本上是属于一个部门里面的老大，就比如说你是在、
oh.
pastry 的、
oh,
pastry、
okay.
的主管 pastry 的叫 chef de partie、
yeah.
然后再是 demi chef、
yeah.
demi chef 就是比 commis chef 再高一等级，比如说你做了两年三年了、
oh, okay.
就是 demi chef、
okay.
刚进去的就基本上就全部都叫 commis chef
OK so it's like French right
那是、
okay.
我说的当然都是 French、
okay. soAs a page,、
mm.
the boy is made to serve a particular night or、mm. like a few nights.、
Mm.
And basically, he does stuff for them and、mm. the knights will teach him how to be a knight.
哎，要付钱吗？
No.
Oh.
So he basically, he's like a servant、
uh-huh.
and then he gets...
And learn,
yeah.、But he, yeah, he doesn't get paid.
我知道这个 page 其实就像我们前面说学徒就跟仆人其实是一样的。
Yeah.
一边要服侍这个老大。
Yeah.
还得一边学习怎么成为骑士对吧
Yes.
但他服侍的那个人就是骑士是吧
Yes, definitely、
哦、哎，这跟我们就三毛学生意是一样的你知道吧
What's that?
三毛学生意三毛是、苏北的一个小孩然后他到上海去学生意
OK
然后比如说他学剃头、
yep.
他就要给剃头师傅要就住在剃头师傅家、
okay.
但也是当仆人要给媳妇不是媳妇师傅要给师傅洗脚洗屁股端茶送水还烧热炕啊这种、
oh, OK、
还要做饭
OK
家里有小孩还得管孩子
OK
然后先做个两年三年
OK
然后什么都不付钱的
OK
一分钱不付然后 也学不到东西的
OK
就真正上手剃头的东西不教的、
okay.
过了两三年才开始慢慢再才教
Wait is this a story?
对、
oh, okay.
解放前都是这样子的、
oh, OK
但是现在的厨房中国的有些地方的厨房也是这么干的很多行业就是比如说类似于像作坊式的行业还是这么干的
OK
学徒制的
Well it's I guess everyone's If everyone's the same then it's alright、
嗯、
OK so yeah like we discussed He's、
嗯、
like a servant、
嗯、
He does things like cleaning clothes、
嗯、
Weapons Running errands And other、
嗯、
duties、
就是个仆人其实对吧
Yeah
这个 running errands
Errands
Errands 我读对了吗
Yes
Thank you、
Oh, no worries
我他妈是你的 page 是吧
Yes No, I'm your page I'm like worse than the page I'm like slave
Ronnie, are you 这个不用拼了吧 Errands、
yeah.
E-R-R-A-N-D-S 这个是差事的意思是吧
Yeah, it's quite an old word actually、so、
差事也是 old word
Oh, yeah, that's true Yeah, okay, so nowadays We still say running errands、
uh-huh.
But it's not likeOh, you have to like go from, you know, Sydney to Queensland or something. It's just like...
那是出差了。
Yeah, so like you just have to do stuff and you have to go out and do stuff. That's like running around.
就比如说你在公司里干活然后需要跑跑银行啊、
yeah.
跑跑会计师那边啊。
Yeah,
这边、
that kind of thing.
就办个事就叫 running around,
对、
yes. 吧、
Yeah. Anyway, so the page continues to do what he needs to do, his、
嗯、
duties and,、
嗯、
you know, learn.、
嗯、
and then until...And then when he's about 15, then he can be, I don't know, I wouldn't say promoted, but basically he becomes a squire.
Becomes a squire. Squire.
Square.
Square.
Becomes a square.
很大。
Yes.
就等于说七到八岁的时候叫 page, 他如果做到十四五岁的时候就升级成为 square.
Squire.
Squire. S-Q-U.
Square. 升级成为 square.
We're
Triangle.
Square.
干七八年升级成为 square. 三角形变成四角形。
四角形是什么那叫四边形好吧四角形。
Shut up.
Square, S-Q-U-I-R-E, 就是比 page 要高一等级。
Yes.
诶，中文怎么翻呢？
Well, to be honest, I don't think there's an exact translation. So yeah, just think of it as apprentice knight, but slightly better than a page. Pretty much after you become an apprentice for 7 or 8 years, when you're 14, 15, you become a squire. And then another like 7 or 8 years later, you can become a knight if you, you know, do good things and stuff.
这基本上到几岁了？变成
21, 22.
要从七岁开始学到21岁，小学、中学、大学毕业了就等于说。
Yeah,
对吧 kind of, 就基本上是这个历程了
Yeah, kind of But yeah, pretty much For him to become a knight though Officially you need to go through what they call a dubbing ceremony
Dubbing ceremony D-U-B-B-I-N-G Dubbing ceremony Dubbing 是什么意思啊
So basically dub means to give something or someone a nickname or a name, right? So for example, we can dub Alex as the Wu King, okay? Oh, and it's slain as well
其实这里的 dubbing ceremony 就跟现在你大学毕业这个叫 graduate ceremony 是一样的吧
I guess so
对吧
But you know you have to graduate first
就是如果要从 page 到 square 然后再到 knight
Yes
基本上要十几年时间最后要有 dubbing ceremony Dubbing ceremony 的时候就是这个 square 就一定要跪下来然后他的主人就是他的那个已经成为骑士的那个人一定要把剑放在他的左肩上是吧一定要
yeah,
左肩上然后这个时候他就真正的成为了一个 knight
yes so it's called knighting
knighting 就成为骑士的这个过程叫 knighting
yes
就跟那个堂吉诃德一样的吧
what's that
你不知道堂吉诃德吗
no
你居然不知道堂吉诃德反正就是堂吉诃德、
okay.
然后他成为骑士好像也是让一个什么店的店主啊他反正他这个就是个神经病嘛、
okay.
找了个店主然后说哎呀你把剑放在我的肩上然后我就成为真正的骑士了、
yeah.
然后我就可以去干嘛干嘛干嘛了、
yeah. Anyway, so knights have to follow a chivalry code
Chivalry, C-H-I-V-A-L-R-Y 这个我们之前讲过的吧骑士精神
Yeah, I think so
对吧我们之前讲过的
this, but、okay. 嗯、
就像日本的那种武士道的那种精神很像的是吧
Yeah, the history of the Bushido is very interesting, and so is the chivalry. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, 我们明天再讲 chivalry, 对吧？好了，那今天我们的节目就到这里了，我们明天见。
All right, that's all we have today.
And remember,
squires
is not square.
那么今天大家可以在微信公众号里回复2091。就可以看到今天的节目稿子了。So today, our background music was recommended by Church, titled Long Life by Taylor Swift. Wow,
wow, 如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励。也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 ,alex, 下划线 ,zq, 下划线 ,yu, 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号复制粘贴就可以了，但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包那就得看缘分了，哈哈哈哈。